Thanks, Pastor Lizzie. I really appreciate that. That was very gracious. Welcome. You guys can all take a seat. You guys are amazing. Can I just start by saying this is clearly an amazing church. I'm so blessed to be able to be here today and to present the Word of God. It's such an honor and a privilege. And you guys, this church is amazing. And obviously, I would say you guys all look amazing. You do. I can't really see all of you, like, you know, because of the masks, but, you know, that's cool as well. And also, you know, welcome again to our online family. It's just amazing to be with you guys and to be able to have this chance to share the Word of God as we kind of step into our second week of 2022. I really feel like there's something here for us today. I really feel like I even got the sense, you know, that moment where you feel like you just know that God is working and He's lining everything up. There's this moment because I came in with the message. I was ready to go. And yet the worship was confirming what I'm going to say. And yet what Pastor Lizzie was going on, and even the communion message by Mark, he did an amazing job, was confirming what I was going to say. I feel like God has something here today for absolutely everyone. And I'm very excited for the way that we can move forward. And I'm going to start by honoring Pastor Dave and Pastor Alex, because these two just are amazing pastors, not only of your church, but as a credentialed pastor of ACC, I actually get the honor of witnessing them lead our state and all the churches in our state. And the way that they've done that with such grace and authority is amazing. So I really hope that Pastor Dave and Pastor Alex, if you're watching this, I absolutely love you. I know this church absolutely loves you. And I hope you have an amazing time. Yeah, come on. Yeah, let's go. I love that. So enjoy some well-earned rest, or try to if you're stuck in a caravan with two boys. You know, that's on them. And also a quick shout out. So thank you, Pastor Liz, again for explaining a little bit about me. Yes, my name is Pastor Sam. I'm from Abundant Life. I'm the youth pastor there. And I absolutely love everything to do with youth and discipling young people and showing young people the love of God and watching God transform their life. Because I believe that the youth are not just leaders of tomorrow, today. And I get the absolute joy of seeing that happen in Hobart. And my love for God is probably, I wouldn't say equaled, but it's definitely slightly rivaled by my love for coffee. Last year was significant for me. I became a certified coffee snob. I gave up pretending. And I'm like, you know what? That's just who I am now. I'm just going to accept it. But I've already had an amazing coffee from Julie and Sophie, so thank you guys. I definitely want to come back if not for the coffee alone. They're amazing. But yeah, something else about me, but as we get into the message, I want to share that I actually don't mind cooking. I'm not the best at cooking, okay? But for a 23-year-old guy, I'm not the worst. I'll tell you who is really good at cooking. Ben, not only do you lead worship with such authority, but I had the honor a few weeks ago of getting to eat at this guy's house, and my gosh, did I taste heaven. So if you guys ever need a credentialed chef, not that I know if that works in ACC, but I would go to this guy, because you clearly have a gift, mate. It's amazing to watch. But it was reminding me, because actually last week I was in my kitchen and I was cooking chicken stir fry. Again, this is a level above what you expect a 23-year-old guy to be cooking when he lives alone. But I was cooking chicken stir fry and I'm at that stage where I'm adding all the spices. I'm trying to add more chili into my diet. And so I'm adding all these spices and I'm searching around in the back of my cupboard. And I find this garlic paste, and I was like, surely, okay, everyone told me that garlic is healthy for you. I'm like, okay, sweet. So I take the garlic paste, and I start mixing it in with the food. I start mixing it into the chicken that I'm cooking. And as I'm mixing it and I'm beginning to cook, in the back of my head, I've got one question. I'm like, wait a second, when did I buy this? And I'm still cooking, but I can't actually remember for the life of me when I bought the garlic paste, and then I realized that it's half empty and it's been sitting in the back of my shelf, like the far back of my cupboard, and I'm like, I should probably check this out. So I'm looking at the jar and it doesn't even have a date anymore. What it does have is just a little thing saying refrigerate after opened, and it wasn't refrigerated. I'd left it in the cupboard and I was like, okay, so I'm most likely, the chances are I'm dealing with very expired garlic paste that is now mixing in my chicken. So if like the next 5 minutes, I'm frantically trying to like scoop it out and put it back like, you know, in the bin. And it's just a bit chaotic. And the reason that it was chaotic, as you guys would know, and I didn't actually die, there was no food poisoning, thank you God, he looks out for me. But I was dealing with something in my cupboard that was very expired and that actually was hindering the meal I was creating. And I think that could speak into a little bit of what we're going to go through, because we're 9 days into 2022 and it's already a little crazy. But we love this idea of stepping into the new. We love this idea of putting in New Year's resolutions and being like, no, it's a fresh start. I'm going to take on more for myself. I'm going to set goals. I'm going to achieve life. I'm going to kick some butt. But if we don't stop every so often and look in our life, we actually might be carrying expired items or expired burdens or expired thoughts that actually we need to stop and look at and maybe just consider leaving them behind in the past. And I kind of want to speak into this. And so the title of my message today is Check the Expiry Date. Check the expiry date. And as we get into the message, I want to set a foundation with our core Bible verse of today. And the core Bible verse is in Luke chapter 5, verse 36 to 39. And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. If any of you guys carry your phones or your Bibles, if anyone carries their physical Bible, I immediately give that person more credit. Just a little bit. I only use my phone now, so it's all good. But I give people credit if they carry a real Bible. It's like, speaks volumes to me. But we find in Luke 5 verse 36, it says that Jesus, he told them this parable. He said, no one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they would have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins, because otherwise the new wine will burst the skins and the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And no one after drinking old wine wants the new, for they will say that the old is better. And I was reading this, it was a few weeks ago that I was reading this, and the first time I completely glossed over it. And then God was like, no, you got to go back. And I don't know if you experience this, but God often brings me back to verses because I've missed the application. And the application here is that we can't actually mix what is new, what is fresh, what God is giving us now, with what God was giving us back then, with what was old in our life. And so if we want to like kind of apply this into maybe a bit more modern day things, you wouldn't actually apply a patch of an old garment from Salvos to your Gucci jacket. Like, you wouldn't do it, would you? Like, you wouldn't try and fix a Tesla with technology from a 2001 Toyota Camry, right? Like, if that car even has technology, you just wouldn't do it. And you wouldn't try cooking chicken with garlic paste that is definitely at least 5 months expired, knowing me, most likely six. You can't do it. It just doesn't work. The context of this verse is that Jesus is speaking to the people of the day, but also the Pharisees. And the Pharisees, if you don't know, they were the religious priests of the day. They had the temple. They organized it all. And they had filled themselves, their whole job was to fill themselves with knowledge of the Old Testament and knowledge of the scriptures. They were to learn the Torah and the commandments and to understand it so they could guide the people. They could quote it pretty much verbatim, which is very impressive. But they had filled themselves up with this knowledge. And then Jesus comes along. And Jesus is the fulfillment of this. He's the fulfillment of the Old Testament. He's the one who would come down and actually, instead of religion, he brings relationship. He was the one who was going to bring salvation. He was the one who was going to bring healing. And he's trying to explain this, but they can't accept it. Because the Pharisees had put in place this old wineskin mindset that they were so caught up in the old and so caught up in their own ways and what they were carrying that Jesus was not able to actually show them the new way, and he wasn't actually able to show them the new life and the new message that he was bringing. And so what he says is that they were carrying an old wineskin, and the thing is that Jesus offers new wine. We serve a God who is new, and he lives today, and he is alive today, and just like then, Jesus is offering new wine. But he's trying to explain it. He's like, I'm actually offering you so much. I want to give you so much because I love you. But you need to let go of an old wineskin habit. And I think not only does this church already do that with such zeal that it's contagious, but I want to speak into that because I think as we approach 2022, as we start to, you know, our feet are beginning to hit the ground, we're already running. It feels like, I don't know about you, but I landed last week from holidays. And my gosh, did it feel like I went from zero to 120K. Like it's crazy what's going on in the world right now. But I think it would be amiss of us not to take a time, not to take a chance to pause and reflect and think, in my life, what could I maybe be carrying that is maybe hindering me from what God has for me? What could I maybe be holding on to my life? What maybe is an old wineskin habit or an old wineskin thought that maybe is stopping me from actually running into all that God has planned for me this year? Because I want to encourage you, God has some amazing things planned for you this year, and I'm going to get into that later in the message, but I want to start with this key idea. Jesus is offering new wine, but it cannot be accepted by those who have an old wineskin mindset or old wineskin burdens. And that kind of leads me to the first point of my message, and the first point of this message is that you can't actually accept what you can't hold. You can't accept, you can't take on what you cannot hold. In another way, you have to let go of what you're carrying so that you can take on what God has for you. I honestly think that the best way to start this year is to assess what we've carried into it, because everyone loves New Year's. Everyone comes in with the New Year's resolutions, and let's be honest, we're only about a week away from most of those gym cancelships. Like we're a week away from sugar being bought in a Woolies store. We're a week away from most people stopping running, which is why I never started running, because I didn't want to stop it. Shout out to all the runners. I applaud you. But I don't know about you, but we find it difficult to take on new things. We find it difficult to leave our mindset and leave those habits. That's why we call them habits. And I think a part of that is that we've taken on so much from the last few years that when we try to take on something new, or when God is ready to give us something new, we find it difficult to step into that because of all that we are holding. And let's be honest, these last few years, I don't know about you, but I've gone through things. And I know that without like actually having an honest conversation, that we've all gone through moments in these last few years that have either been incredibly painful, incredibly tiring, incredibly stressful. And when that happens, it is so easy to take things on, to kind of put that thing on yourself, to put on burdens, to put on weight, and to feel like you're carrying around problems, you're carrying around health issues, you're carrying around disappointment and doubt and all these other things. And it's so easy in life to just walk through and to feel like everything is weighing down upon you, to feel these feelings of fear and anxiety. It makes sense. Like that's what the world around us is doing. And it is so easy to feel those things and to take those things upon us. But God's actually standing here and he's like, I've actually got something new for you today. Like I've actually got something planned for you. I've got joy that is ready to give. I've got courage that I want to surrender to you. I want to give you strength. I want to give you like authority. But if we're carrying all these things, it's really difficult to accept what we can't hold. It is really difficult to accept the blessing of God and the direction of God and the wisdom of God if we're holding on to these old patterns and these old feelings. And those feelings could be anything. It could be unforgiveness. We could have been betrayed in the last few years, and all of a sudden we're like, I don't want to reach out this year. That's, mate, I got hurt. I got burnt last year when I did that. I'm not going to do that. That's just going to lead to more disappointment. I'm not going to hope, because I hoped in 2021 and mate, did that not happen. It's just not going to work. Maybe we've been hurt or there's been pain or issues that we've gone through and that's caused us to actually be like, I'm actually just going to sit this one out. I'm actually just going to sit this one out. And we're carrying around these things that are kind of expired and God's asking us to maybe surrender. Another way of saying this is kind of alluding to a classic analogy of the Australian man. Now, this might be a bit interesting because I want to see how true this is for everyone. Who else realizes how many guys try to take every single grocery bag into their house? Like, is it just me? Guys here can be quite secure in their masculinity, but then the boot opens after you've gone to the grocery store, okay? And the house is only here, and there's 20 bags in the boot, okay? 20 bags of groceries. I came from a family of eight, so there was pretty much 40. But there's grocery bags. And the average person, the sensible person, the wise person would look at 20 bags and be like, sweet, that's 6 trips, you know, or 10 trips, 2 bags each, easy. I'll just put them on the counter and I'll go back. But the guy thinks, the Australian man, and I don't know, I could be completely wrong, but it's definitely true for a lot of people I've talked to. He thinks, he looks at it and he's like, yeah, I can take that. I can take it all. It doesn't matter if he's got the bags on his neck or if he's like holding them in like his wrists and his arms. Like Chris could probably take 40 all by himself. Just look at the biceps on that guy. But we go through and they're like, no, I can take it all. And then they waddle really awkwardly to the front and they finally deposit it. And then you just see the look of elation on their face because they're like, I got it. And if you don't relate to that, I'm guarantee you know someone who probably does relate to that. Okay, Grant definitely does it. You're nodding. One triple die, that's it. But I think we've taken that mentality into life. I think what's happened is that maybe in the last few years, you've taken up one grocery bag of someone else's burdens. You've taken up maybe one grocery bag of just that financial problem that you're dealing with. You've maybe taken up a bag of doubt or fear or anxiety because of all that's going on. And all of a sudden, if you stop to look at yourself in the mirror, you're realizing you're carrying 20 bags right now. You're carrying all this weight right now, and you're struggling to even walk into 2022. And God's here and he's like, I've actually got something new for you. I've got a blessing that I'm willing to give you. I've got a new job that I'm ready to move you into. I've got authority that I'm willing to move you into. I've got someone that you're going to help so much. That person needs it, but you're going to be their breakthrough. And he's like, but you're holding on to all of this. And when you're holding on to all of this, it is really difficult to take on what God's given you, right? It is so difficult to take on what God's going to give you in this year if we walk into 2022 holding all these things. And so, like the Pharisees, it's when someone is living in an old and outdated way, it's when that happens that they become unavailable or it's difficult to take on the new. It is difficult to set New Year's resolutions or goals when you're holding on to all these different things, like a habit or like a fear. And I honestly think that we are going to move into new territory this year. I think even as your church, you guys are going to be like the answer to someone else's prayers. You're actually going to be moved and mobilized by God to have healing happen in Mowbray, have healing happen in Hobart. I think that you guys are going to be the answer to someone else's prayers. And it's going to happen when we look back and try to think, what can I actually let go? What do I need to let go of so that God can give me something new? What old wineskin mindset am I holding on to so that God can renew my life? Because I believe that God wants to deposit his wine, his new wine, his new anointing into ready and fresh vessels, not ones burdened by the past, but new wineskins that are eager for his direction. And so that kind of brings me to my next point, is that it is surrender that positions you for breakthrough. Because it's one thing to be like, to think and sit and be like, okay, yeah, I actually think I may have been holding on to that for too long. Yeah, that might have compromised what I was going through. But it's another thing to surrender it, and that kind of takes a bit of courage. Because if we can go into 2022 ready to surrender and lay down something, not just to take up something new, but to let something go, to let something that has maybe expired in your life let go, that is actually positioning yourself for God's breakthrough. Because God's breakthrough, what happens when God moves, it always happens on the other side of your surrender. Always happens on the other side of your surrender. If we look to the Bible, it happens time and time again. Because Joseph and Mary, amazing people, they had to let go of their expectation of the future. They had their whole life planned out. It was probably going to be a little boring, but they had their whole life planned out, but they had to let it go so that God could actually bring Jesus into the world. Gideon in the Old Testament, he was like, I'm going to go to battle with 3,000 men. He's like, let's go. I'm ready. And then God's like, okay, but I'll take 2,700 of those out because they're not faithful to me. And he had to let go of his expectation. He had to let go of what he was carrying so that he could take up the victory that God gave. He walked into battle not with a sword, but with a jar of clay and a light. And he still won because he was trusting in what God had for him, not what he was holding on to. And Jesus, the goat, greatest of all time, Jesus actually laid down his life. He surrendered his life so that we could experience relationship with God, so that we could experience breakthrough. And it's amazing. But he actually laid it down so that God could give him something new, or God could give us something new. And if we believe the best for us this year, it means accepting that maybe what our vision for 2022 looks like isn't what God's vision for 2022 looks like. So, and this has happened time and time again to myself personally. I've walked into something thinking, I know what's going to happen. I know the plans I have for me. Oh, wait, that's not biblical. You know what I mean? And then I've gone saying, no. It's not, you know what plans you have for you. It's like, no, God actually says, I know what plans I have for you. You know, I have plans to prosper you, to propel you into the future. But if we're not ready to lay down our expectation and maybe the hurt that we've been carrying in it this year, maybe the fear of what's going on because it's justified. But let's not walk into this year. Let's not walk into our future. Let's not walk into other people's lives carrying this weight, feeling like we're shaken. No, let's walk forward confident in God's strength. Confident enough that even when it's difficult, we're going to surrender what we have so that he can give us what he has. Yeah. Because it's so tempting, and this has happened time and time again to me, it is so tempting to hold on to what we were secured to beforehand. It is so tempting to be like, you know, I'm not about toxic relationships anymore, but I really need approval. And I'm just going to hold on to approval. So I'll say yes to God, but I'm going to hold on to approval. It doesn't really work like that, right? Because Jesus is like, no, I want you to trust in me fully. I want you to give yourself to me fully. And even if we've been, and I know there's been disappointment in the last few years. I know there's been disappointment. There were so many times last year when I was completely disappointed in what I was doing or what God was doing. And yet God would say, no, I need you to continue to trust me. I know it looks difficult this year. I know it looks difficult what's happening in your life right now, but I need you to trust me 100%. Because if I'm holding on to hurt and if I'm holding on to disappointment and if I'm holding on to resentment, then that enables me from being able to walk into God's promise for my life. The Pharisees were holding on to these old mindsets. They were holding on to this old wineskin and it stopped them completely. It disqualified them from being able to walk into what Jesus had prepared for them. And that's why we need to have a bit of a look at our lives sometimes and be like, wait a second. What's expired? I'll tell you something. I've actually begun to stop because I need to take this on myself. I began to stop just setting new goals for myself in the year. And instead I was like, what's one thing that I want to leave behind? And what's one thing I want to take on? And I knew as soon as I said that, God was like, actually, Sam, you've been not compromising, but you've been comparing yourself to other people. I would do good things, but then I would compare myself to the achievements of others. And he's like, that's actually limiting you, bro. He's like, next year I want you to step into a season of life where you're not going to be comparing yourself because it distracts you, it compromises you, it lessens down your self-esteem. My confidence could have been built in God and it will be, but like, you know, there were moments last year when I was beginning to put confidence in other things and I was like, wait a second, that's not what God had for me. And so as we walk into this year, the struggle is not always relying on the past. It's not relying on what used to sustain us. We need to be confident enough to actually let go of the old wine, let go of what we thought was really good for us so that we can take on what God's got for us. Because it says back in, if we're going to go back to Luke chapter 5, it says in the last verse of that parable that the old is better. They say the old is better because if we rely on, it says in Luke chapter 3, verse 39, it says, no one after drinking old wine wants the new because they say the old is better. And I believe that this won't happen to any of us, but if we get stuck relying on the past, relying on our insecurity, relying on our hurt, relying on our resentment, it actually stops us from accepting what God has for us because we're like, no, this is better. I was lying on here in 2021. I'm safe here. But God's like, no, you're actually going to heal people next year. I actually want your story to be a testimony for others. I know that it might be healing next year because I actually think that God's going to use what you went through last few years to actually set other people free. And it's going to be amazing, but it happens when we choose to let go. And if we're scared, it says in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, God is saying, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So let us establish this year by trusting in God over what is going on in our circumstance. Let us establish our this year by reflecting in as much as possible God's love and Christ's love for us so that we can die to our old selves and take on what the new creation has for us. And that brings us to my last point. My last point is that new life begins with faith in God. New life begins with faith in God. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." And this is where I get really excited, because that part in the parable where Jesus says, "I have new wine ready for you," that means that he actually has a blessing ready for you this year. Even if you were disappointed last year, he has something ready for you. He has strength ready for you. He has courage ready for you. He has authority and responsibility that he is going to step you up in so that you can actually begin to be a light in the darkness. I heard once that it only takes one light, but even if it's just one candle in an atmosphere of dark, that's still one candle that can never be blown out. It's still shining. It's still pointing towards Jesus. And if we have the confidence to have faith in God, even when it's difficult, even when we've been burnt before, even when the rest of the world is actually crying out in fear and disappointment and isolation, if we can choose to have faith in God, then he's like, "I've got something new for you this year, man. I know you've got dreams. I know you got visions, but I'm actually going to exceed that for you." And so I just want to say, maybe it's time that we start dreaming again. Maybe in a season where everyone else is shutting down and everyone else is closing their doors and everyone else is kind of trying to just keep as much of it for themselves, maybe it's time for us to actually open ours and be like, "You know what? I'm actually going to have faith that God's still moving. I'm going to have faith that he's still making ways. I'm going to have faith that he is going to save this city. I'm going to have faith that there will be healing in relationships. There will be healing in the workplace. There will be healing in our streets. There will be healing over COVID. There will be healing in different places because of faith, because we believe in a Jesus who is not dead but is alive." We are ready to have that new wineskin mentality where we're like, "No, we're ready to receive what he has for us. We're ready to move in faith and strength into what God has planned for us this year." And I believe that is actually true not only for your church as a collective, but for you individually. See, "I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." I'm repeating it because, like, it says a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland, that even when it looks bad and even when it looks bleak and even in your life where it feels like there is no possible way that this could be used to exalt God, and it feels like we've been forgotten, we can continue to trust. We can continue to honor God. We can continue to go before him, because that's when we start having faith. I want to say that as I was writing this down a few weeks ago, I'd kind of imagined that what new things God had planned for us would actually be more in the things around us, that God would start moving in new different ways around us. But I actually think more so than ever that God actually wants to move within us as well this year. I actually think that maybe in the last few years there's been some words that have been spoken over you that have been entirely false and negative. Maybe it's been disappointment. Maybe it has been some self-conflict going on or self-doubt. Maybe someone has betrayed you. Maybe there are feelings of guilt or shame or condemnation that have been going on, maybe on the inside, and you've actually begun to kind of lessen your expectation. And it's just painful to think of yourself in a way that God thinks of you, so you kind of lessen that faith and you kind of shut yourself off. And I know it's tempting, I've been there, but I think Jesus wants to speak to your identity as well today. It's not just about what happens outside and around you. It's what happens on the inside. And he's like, "See, I'm doing a new thing. See, actually, no, your name isn't like falsehood. Your name isn't a disappointment. You're not an accident. You were created for purpose. You were actually created as God's masterpiece. He actually knows you by name that could be strength today. It could be courage. Maybe you need to hear that there is actually, that you actually are strong for the first time today. That you actually are counted as one of God's children for the first time today. Maybe you need to hear that God actually sees you in such a different light to how we see ourselves. We are so negative towards ourselves. We are so condemning towards ourselves. But God's like, no, wait, Jesus died so that I could live. It says in the Bible that we are new creations in Christ Jesus. We are new creations. That means that even when we see the worst in ourselves, God sees the best in us. It is because of God's love that Jesus died for us. And so we might need it today. Maybe it's time that we take out that expired idea of who we are. Maybe it's that time that we you know what? All that shame, I need to leave it. It's not helping me. It's stopping me. It's stopping me from experiencing God. Maybe I need to leave the shame there so I can take on what God's given my name. Because God's given me a name that is secure. God's given me a name that is self-control and patience. And God's giving me a name where I can actually be generous, not because of my ability, but because of God's. So let's choose to build faith in God. And this is why I love, because you guys already do it so well. I love your faith, the way that you worship, the way that you do the giving and you're excited for communion. It's amazing. Your faith in God is so much that even when the world around you is disappointed and the world around you is living in fear and cues and like check-ins and all these other things, you're living in a world where you're choosing to put God first. You're choosing to have faith in God. And when you build that faith, God honors it because you're saying, no matter what happens, I'm not going to live with an old wineskin mentality. I'm not going to live with these burdens. I'm not going to live burdened down by hurt. I'm going to walk straight into the new wine that God has for me. And that is when we can start to hope again. And if you're doubting about that, I want to read from Ephesians 2 verse 10. I didn't put it on the screen, sorry, but it says in 2 verse 10 that we are God's masterpiece. I don't know if you guys ever heard that. But for 2 seconds, just you are actually God's masterpiece. Like God made you so that you could actually do amazing works, but also so that he could take pride in you. Like he actually loves you. He said, whoa, my gosh, you're his masterpiece. We are created in Christ Jesus, it continues, to do good things, which God prepared in advance to do. That means that God actually prepared for you to do good works in advance. He has things ready for you to step into this year. He has challenges that he's like, oh my gosh, just wait until you reach this one. This one's actually going to save lives. This one's actually going to bring healing to communities. This one's actually going to bring people hope for the first time. This one's going to reignite their affection for me, their desire for me. He's like, someone's got a terrible idea of who I am, but you walk into the room and you bring peace. You walk into the room ready to accept what God's given you, and you're going to bring strength and courage like never before. You transform communities when you start saying yes to what Jesus has for you this year. He has prepared amazing works to do in advance. And these are the moments where God reveals his plan. It's like God's been waiting, and I love the start of a year because everyone takes a break. And it's so healthy to rest, because it's not something we do at the start of the year just, but it's something we should do every single week. Because when you pause, that's when God's like, you know what? We're ready. He's like, they're pausing. They're not doing anything. He's like, I'm ready. I'm going to download my new plan to you. I'm going to give you the next step of my adventure. I'm going to show you new aspects of my personality. I'm going to grow your faith. And so when Jesus shared the parable of new wine in old wineskins, it's an illustration of what happens when we're unwilling to accept what he has in store. But I believe that today is our chance to address those expired things in our heart and to be like, I don't need that anymore. I don't need to hold on to comparison anymore. I don't need to hold on to shame anymore because I'm confident in my faith in God. And if you're here for the first time and you're like, I actually have no idea who this Jesus is, but I know that I can't do it on my own, then that's amazing and I want to welcome you. And I've got something planned for you as well a bit later in the service, but I think if we can have the courage to step into what God has for us this year. I felt like the Holy Spirit was talking to me as the band were doing their amazing worship. And I actually might get the band to get back up if that's all right and just play some keys. God always works amazingly when you have music in the background. It's biblical. But I got this idea. I feel like we've gotten to the edge of a cliff. We've gotten to the edge of what we were comfortable in, what we were certain in. I was relying upon comparison as an example. Maybe you were relying upon, maybe there was pain that happened or disappointment that happened in the last few years and you felt like you're relying on that. And there's this thing where we need to start stepping off in faith that God has for us. We need to maybe step off that cliff into the faith, with faith that God not only will sustain us, but that God will advance us into the next part of our lives, that God will advance your church into continuing to bring salvation and hope to the community of Hobart. That you could actually begin to dream and think, wait, what would it look like if God transformed my family? What would it look like if God brought healing to my personal life, healing to my body or the body of someone I've been praying for? What would it look like if God would move in my professional life? What would it look like if God transformed my community? I want to encourage you because you guys are already doing it so evidently. Like, it's evident. The faith that you have when you walk into here and you're like, you know what? This week sucked. Like, it's the second week of the year and already I feel like I've aged 20 years. But even though my circumstances are bad, even though the world around me is shaking, even though absolutely everything else is uncertain about the future, I will not have an old wineskin mentality. I will not choose to reject what God has. I will not choose to rely upon my understanding, but I will choose in faith to rely on what God has for me. And that will position you for breakthrough. That will position you to see God move. That faith will be honored. God says that he actually, with generosity, he says it actually plants down so he can give you abundantly beyond. He says, I've got plans for you. Plans for abundant life. Again, this is something that he wants to give. He wants to actually bless you in new ways this year. I know that he wants to work with you in new ways this year. And it starts when we choose to have faith in him and maybe chuck out some things that have an expiry date on them. Maybe it's time to look, just ask a few questions and be like, actually, God, what has expired? What is something maybe I need to let go for the first time? It might be in the far back corner of that cupboard of our soul. Maybe it's something we haven't looked at for ages. But I know this is true because it's been true for me time and time again. And actually, a few years ago, I was in this moment where I was up north and I was going for a job. And I had worked, I'd studied for this job, I had worked for this job. I knew everyone who was like applying for the job. And I knew that I was going to get it. Like I don't know if you have those feelings where you're just 100% certain that's going to happen. You got it all figured out. I know this is it. So I went for the interview and I nailed it. I did really good. I was a bit prideful back then, just a heads up. And I didn't get it. What happened was I got a call and I didn't get the job that I genuinely thought God was ready to move me into. And to add a little insult to injury, I got offered to work for the guy that did get the job. And I was like, okay. And it was actually quite difficult. And for, I reckon probably the hour after that call, I was talking to God the whole time. And all he was doing was highlighting this old wineskin thing that was going on in my heart. Like, he was actually highlighting things in my heart. He's like, you're carrying anger. He's like, you're just carrying resentment. He's like, I want to use you in new ways. But you're carrying all this. You're carrying pride. And so what I did was I decided from that moment on, I wouldn't live actually holding on to these old things, but I would live transformed by what God had for me. And I genuinely couldn't see it. So I submitted myself. I was like, you know what? I'm going to surrender it to God. So I worked for that guy for a year. He was actually amazing, by the way. I had to let go of what I was holding on to so I could try in faith to see what God had for me. And it was about a year later that he actually moved me into a position that was down here in Hobart that has been just provided by his grace. There is no way that this could have been done by me. And I think even for us, every single one of you, it's so easy to look back and be like, actually, God was faithful. Actually, God actually did put me through that, but I came through stronger. I came through more confident of His ability. I came from aware. And if you're here in the room today for the first time, or if you're here in the room and you don't know if you could even trust this Jesus, it's that thing where you might have to take a step of faith. You might have to take a step of faith today. You might have to let go of some old things. You might have to let go. When we say yes to Jesus, we let go of the old life so that we can take a hold of the new. And I actually want to pray for you, because I believe that today, as we choose to let go of what's been holding us, that God actually has something new and amazing for you today. That He actually has a new vision for you today. He has a new dream for you today. He has a new adventure that He has planned for you. And if that is life in God for the first time, life in Christ Jesus, then I want to invite you to take that step with me. So we might all stand at this point. This does conclude my message. We're about to head back into worship, I think. But I want to take a moment to pray. I really want the Holy Spirit to work in this place, because all I'm doing is just trying to allow the Holy Spirit to work. All I'm doing is trying to have less of myself up here so that God can be more evident. And I think it's that time where we actually can just reflect and think, what is it? What is maybe one thing that I've been holding on to that's expired? And what does God have for me? Because if it's time to hope for the first time again, I hope, I pray that you guys would experience hope, that you would experience joy and excitement, because there is such excitement when God gives you His vision. I think God's here right now, and He's so excited. He's on the edge of his seat. He's ready to download His new vision into your life. He's ready to give you a new name. And if that name is peace, then we're going to pray for peace. If that name is for healing, if you've been holding out for healing this whole time, for the last few years, then maybe today is the day that you're going to experience it. But it comes through faith in God. And He's already so proud of you. Again, you are His masterpiece. You're created in Christ Jesus. He knew your name before the world was even created. He knew who you were going to be. And He is so ready to meet you where you are at today. He's so ready to encounter you and to deliver you and to show you a truth and to show you the truth of what He has for you and the name that He has given you. And so with every head bowed and with every eye closed, if today you feel like there is something you want to let go of, or if today is the day that you feel like you want to take a step of faith and actually ask Jesus to come into your heart for the first time, against all odds, to take that step of faith and, you know, Jesus, I actually know I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own, but I believe in you. And I want you to lead my life for the rest of my life. I want you to lead it, because I know you have the best for me. If that is you today, would you be able to put your hand up? Again, every eye is closed. If there is something you feel like you need to let go of today, something that you feel like God's asking you to take on, maybe there's something that's stirring in your heart right now of Jesus trying to move within you. And He's like, I know it's difficult, but I'm ready to give you something else. I'm ready to give you joy. I'm ready to give you peace. If that is you today, would you raise your hand? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So we're going to just quickly pray a prayer. And I would love for everyone, if we could all just, we'll all pray together. So I'll say a few words and if you guys repeat me. Dear Jesus, I love you. I thank you that you died for my sins. I thank you that you will never let me go. That you will never fail me. Jesus, I want to give you everything that I am. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you help me let go of the old so I can take a hold of what you have for me. Thank you, Jesus, for your salvation. And I love you. Amen. Thank you. Yeah.